Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, I'm conservative. Tribal war cry. So? Tribal war cry. Yeah, I'm Republican. So? Tribal war cry. Steve Harvey, he visited the tower. Ain't say nothing, no. Nope. Jesus visited the tower. Kanye said nothing. I'm a warrior, not from Golden State, no Kevin Durant. I'm not a cupcake. I ain't Muslim, but I stand with them, cause they under attack, cause of brown skin. You attack Muslims, refuse to be quiet, unlike Farrakhan. I won't stay silent, N-O-I silent nation. Christians won't speak against Trump's ban. Now that's real deep. Attack overseas and diss refugees, and in the U.S. you disrespect me. Diss Trump on the air. I marched in the street. I walked like a man. CIA watching. Trump talking reckless. 100 days in. Most of you rappers, what y'all saying? Yo gang bang rhymes, but you hesitant to say your drive-by on a president. Boo-da-da, boo-da-da, do. Boo-da-da, boo-da-da, do. Segregate my land. Wanna build a wall? I'll join Mexican. C4 make it fall. Attack my brown brothers. An act of war. Grab the clips. Molotovs in the car. Straight to Trump Towers. Building shaking. The black juggalo. Without the makeup. Land of the free, home of the brave. Attack my people, put you in a grave. Modern Nat Turner, birth of a nation. Shaka Zulu mind is what you're facing. Tribal war cry, tribal war cry. Boo-da-da, boo-da-da. Boo-da-da, boo-da-da. Boo-da-da, boo-da-da. And it shouldn't blast. It's sad to see more whites than blacks out there protesting. You see, you can fire the FBI.
True.
But Trump can't fire me.
Me?
No. God hired me.
True.
Yahweh.
Uh-huh. Allah.
Allah.
Uh-huh.
The creator.
Uh-huh.
I wear that armor.
Proud.
No fear. BMA all day and night. Emax the image. Rider music.
Gangster.
Underground.
Durant Sean.
As a matter of fact, let me just welcome everybody to Al Porter, Man in the Street, Chapter 7, Verse 42 already. And let me tell you something. That M period, A period, N period is an abbreviation acronym for Music Activism News. And for those who are on Lake City Radio Blog Talk, feel free to call in at 646-478-0944 phone number, like the 216-400, 216-408, and the 216-209 phone numbers have done. As a matter of fact, if you want to submit music or anything like that, you can submit it to emaxxradio@gmail.com. Let me give you three quick disclaimers. Disclaimer number one, you get info on this show, have pen, pencil, paper, laptop, desktop, for any and all info you hear. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Lake City or Blog Talk. Call and blame Boogie Me at 646-478-0944 directly. Disclaimer number three, you may not want to speak, but I'm coming to your phone line and see what's on your mind. If you cannot talk, you can feel free to stay silent and go back on hold. You don't have to hang up. But if you change your mind, you can always call back or press 1. Kind of like if I leave you in a conversation and you say, hey, wait a minute, I want to follow this up with XYZ. Well, you could. Now, let me give you a top 10 from a Monday to a Monday of music and entertainment. Woo! Number 10, Emax the Image. Number 9, Swab Gotti's Dog Nation. Number 8, Eric Magnus. Number 7, Black Odyssey Moves Up. Number 6, Black House Sounds. Make America's Blues Again, The Indivisible CLE, Money for Democrats candidates fundraiser that was held, I believe, House of Blues last Wednesday. Number four, Securing the Future Banquet. More on that in just a little while. Number three, Eric Wilson and Friends at Wilbert's last Friday, along with the Plush Music Group Showcase. Congratulations to Mr. Powers, who won two tickets for that. That event does move up. Number two, State of Activism Address. More on that later on. It moves up at number one, October 22nd. More on that in just a little while. Before I get to the first few phone callers that we have, and I thank the 216-400-209 and 406 for holding the line, I just want to at least, if nothing else, just take the time to say that if you choose to, you can always check out Melanated Media News on YouTube or Facebook. You can also Facebook Joseph Motley Jr. period. Also on YouTube, how about Joseph Motley Jr., T. Motley Jr. on YouTube. Two sites. He's got that kind of clout. You can Facebook Sheriff Kilroy, and also the Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop Radio Show is always Tuesdays at 5 p.m. And that is Cleveland Standard Time on voiceitradio.com. I also want to take the time. I think I'll be visiting this. I'll probably do an addendum on this article. Ooh, big word. Anyway, I just wanted to read something out of the latest Brown Report newspaper that you can get the Brown Report online. It was an article written about Cleveland activists. Cuyahoga County, the work is hard. The community problems and injustices are greater than no one can imagine. We don't get financially compensated for what we do. No one gives us one red penny. What's really upsetting is that some of the folks we have helped won't even part their lips to say thank you. That doesn't take a lot to do, but for some reason, folks won't do that. And it says it's a hard walk and a heart walk because it takes special people to stand up to decision makers, elected officials, and we constantly make enemies because we want our communities to thrive. We confront issues in order to right so many wrongs. We're constantly being attacked because we believe that the community deserves better. Even when we're exhausted, we're at home fighting your good fight while you are sleeping, bitching, and complaining about us. Hey, that's the article that was written in the Brown Report paper. The same folks that are out walking the community trying to make your life better when ours may be falling apart. We are your community activists. We do this for you because we care about the collective whole. Rather than curse us out or put us down or talk negatively about us, ask yourself, where would you be if it hadn't been for a community activist by your side? Where would you be? Community activists aren't perfect, nor are they paid. They'll stand up and fight for you when others have sat down or walked away. I'm going to go to the first person on the phone line, the 216-400. They're probably calling to tell me I should sit down and walk away. 216-400, how you doing out there? 216-400.
Oh, Mr. Porter, doing fine. And I know that it's hard and rough when you're an activist and you're concerned about the people, and a lot of them not concerned about themselves or anybody else. And you're right. You put your time out, spend it there for others and so forth. You help them, they walk away. Sometimes don't even say thank you or whatever. Never hear from them again until they get in trouble again. And here they come running. And when things get better, they go on again. So just hang in there. Keep up the good work. You are doing a fantastic job.
Thank you so much. May you enjoy the rest of the program.
Thank you.
No problem. Before I go and pick on the people from, I believe, 216-406-216-209, I'm going to get certain things out of my way. And because I saw them down there and they had a flyer, regardless of whether you voted, no matter who wins, we must be in the streets beginning the day after the midterm elections. Protest Wednesday, November the 7th, the day after the midterms, and protest Saturday, November 10th at Cleveland Public Square, south side between REBOL, Rebel Cafe, and Soldiers and Sailors Monument. That's Wednesday, November 7th, 4:30 p.m., Saturday, November 10th at 1 p.m. As a matter of fact, what they're saying is these aren't normal times. For nearly 2 years, the Trump-Pence regime has maneuvered through one shocking crime against the people after another, bearing each other yet another monstrous offense. Muslims banned, immigrant children languishing in concentration camps, white supremacy riding high. So that's one of the things that's upcoming that I figured, you know something, I should at least speak on it, let you all know what's going on, because if I don't, you all get on my behind and say I'm not telling you what is happening and the right thing. So with that being said, I also want to at least take the time to say that two quick things. Number one, the Democratic War Club meeting last week was nice. Wings and fries, judicial candidate Hagan, she was there along with candidate Kent Smith, who's running unopposed. By the way, shout out to Elder Goodrum, voted on as vice chair. We also had candidate write-in Pamela Pinckney M. Butts, who's a write-in for the 11th District Caucus. Also, before I go to the next phone caller, I want to just, this will only be maybe 12-foot stepladder for my soapbox. As for those who don't know, Black House Sounds did the African-American theme song, commissioned song by Brother Ted for the African-American Museum on Crawford Road. So a few months ago, a Jewish individual had the nerve and the audacity to ask the Black Run, hold up, as Lauren would say, the Black Run, or Melanated Run Museum, to hand over all their artifacts to Case Western Reserve Historical Society. Now imagine someone coming up to a Jewish museum and saying, hey, give us your artifacts. Now hold on. It was current Cuyahoga County Executive Armand Budish. He then sent a letter changing their 501c3 status, since their status changed to a business, but in truth, it never changed. They were still 501c3. They never stopped operating since 1984. They've been a nonprofit status and the oldest independently run African museum in the United States. So after candidate Corrigan met with a set, one of the museum directors and the main director, Francis Caldwell, and promised to help deal with this situation. Within 20 minutes of this, Armand Budish office reached out and said, hey, museum, not sure what happened. And it's very interesting because it happened the day after Armand Budish lied, what better way to put it, and said he didn't know what happened to the museum status. He never consulted the museum. He didn't even know it was a problem. But unfortunately, the two people that he chose to say that in front of at Mayor Frank Jackson's State of the City of Cleveland address happened to be Brenda Bickerstaff and Man in the Street, who happened to hear that. Damn, I'm off the soapbox. I'm going to go before I go to the next phone line. I'm just going to, at least because you all complain that I don't tell anybody about anything, and I don't know if that's true or not, but I will let you know that you can check out the Black on Black Crime Incorporated meetings that are Wednesdays at 7:15 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time at 15 Kipling Avenue off of Ivanhoe. That's a 44110 between East 152nd and St. Clair intersection and Euclid Avenue. The number 1, number 37 bus passes by the intersection at East 152nd and St. Clair. The number 28 passes by the Euclid Ivanhoe, and it's a longer walk coming through that way. So have some Powerade, some water, some Gatorade, something like that. Just watch out for the hot service announcement. And there won't be too many people at the Black on Black Crime meeting this Wednesday. We will get into why. But before I do, I'm going to go to the 216-406 number. I don't think I'm giving out enough information. This last person is probably going to tell me, man, they should have been giving up those artifacts at the museum. The museum don't matter that much anyway. Well, anyway, 216-406. How you doing out there?
Black House Sound Show legacy. Ooh. Founder of Black House Sound. I'm doing great. The last statement that you made about what's going on when it comes to white supremacy, not saying the Jewish people is dead, not all of them. Not all black people is white, but You know, that's what I'm talking about. You know, that's the type of stuff I be trying to talk about in my music. It just don't come out as clear as the acts that these people take. Now, if folks pay attention, that museum been there for a minute. They've been there for a minute. And what I noticed that rich people do, or people that's doing better than poor folks, or folks in Ted's situation, not to say he a poor man, but what he's trying to do is keep the black legacy going and the repair that whole building. It's going to take a lot of money. It's going to take a lot of effort. It's going to take a lot of time. And instead of the Jewish people coming to say, you know what, let me be a part of helping you get this structure back efficient, back to normal. From what you just said, let me just take the artifacts and let the building just rot down. And so that's pretty much our culture in a nutshell, from Africa to here. It's the same thing. You know, people accomplish things, but we're going to wash away the story. But we want to keep the story, and we want to say that we are part of the story. And how you do that is, like back in the day, black people owned land, but they was illiterate, so they didn't know a few things. And here come the man and Uncle Tom right beside them, them sign their land away. And so you see this happen all the time. Or let's go to the first 48 or anything like that when it comes to young black suppressed people, or even as they call them, white trash. I call them human beings that is stuck in a hard place. And so they even go through it as well. And what I'm learning about life now, racistness, you know, I could be racist against my own black brother if I feel like they're not doing what I think they should do. They don't look a certain way and this and that. So this whole racist thing is beyond that. But when we get to talk about money and history and suppressing communities, that type of behavior of let me buy these artifacts is so real. If you look at history, you'll see that it keep repeating itself. It's just different situations. But the reason I called was not about that. And I'm going to hurry up. I just wanted to thank everyone for coming out to that last open. Also want to thank everyone that been going to that Joseph Motley Jr. YouTube page and checking us out. I want to also thank the few subscribers that I didn't have to promote. I have another channel, and they automatically just subscribe. And I really appreciate that. I just want everybody to know Black House Sound, we are going in the new year in the next 2 months, so we want to do things a lot differently. And so real soon, we're going to be talking about holding auditions for young folks that want to dance around us when we perform. We also are looking for people that want to promote themselves and promote us as well. We help them out. They help us out. It's kind of like, as a person I know called a bartering system. You don't have no money. We not about to give you no money, and you're not coming with no money, but you need our services. But we are children of Christ, so we going to help out without no money. We're not looking for anything to really benefit. But if we're going to work for you, I just think it's fair that you should work and help us as well. Because one solid unit that's helping each other, that's when you're dangerous. That's when they come and they don't just want to buy your artifacts. They want to buy your whole idea. So if people want to be successful, let's think about it. Let's come together. And the last thing I want to say about the activist thing, you're absolutely right. I've been around you for 3 years, Mr. Porter. I watched you help numbers of just so many people. You even helped me not too long ago, Mr. Porter. I thanked you right away. because you helped me save $100. How about that? I just throw it out there. You helped me save $100. You know what I'm saying? So I thank you right now. But it's you know, what they wrote, that's absolutely true. And people in Cleveland, if you're listening and you're complaining about situations, think about Al Porter, Art McCoy, so many other people that will lay in a tent all night to keep the streets safe, then early that morning say hi to the people, and they say F you and keep walking. How would you feel? Blackout Sound make real Cleveland music. I'm out.
Man, I tell you, that is a phone call and a half. And before I get to the 216-209, I appreciate that phone call, but I would be remiss if I didn't give you all a major event that's coming up that if you really, really, really want to see Black House Sounds, how they get down, the African American Museum theme song is being performed, as well as a runaway hit, Thank You, Jesus, and it's being performed Friday, October 26th. It's the Staff Sergeant Michael J. Wiggins Scholarship Banquet Securing the Future. Guest speaker is Mrs. Fitzgerald, Andretisha Fitzgerald, that is, at the Chandler Park Building Friends Fellowship Bible Church, 17325 Euclid Avenue, Suite 2190, Cleveland, Ohio, 44112. It starts at 7 p.m. Tickets are $30 per person, but this is definitely the scholarship banquet fund, meaning that they use the money to get scholarships. Thank you very much. And for more information, Friends Fellowship Bible Church, 440-381-5251 with Dr. Anthony J. Wiggins, founder and senior pastor. And before I go to the 216-209, I want to let people know that the People's Forum Candidates Night Cuyahoga County Executive is this Wednesday, October 24th from 6 to 8 p.m. at the original Garden Valley Neighborhood House at 7100 Kinsman, 44104. Armand Budish and Peter Corrigan, who are running for the Cuyahoga County Executive position, will answer the community's questions about their plans for our community's future. Dr. Richard Montgomery will moderate the event, you know, Euclid NAACP branch for all of Cuyahoga County. The People's Forum is co-sponsored by many grassroots organizations, including Black on Black Crime, Inc., Black Man's Army, East Cleveland Democratic War Club, Inner City Republican Movement, Eastside News, the Brown Report newspaper, the Carl Stokes Brigade, and many others. For more information, you can call 216-253-4070 or 216-990-0679 or Al Porter Jr. at 216-804-7462. Do not call that last number before this show ends or you'll be clowned on the air. Before I do anything else, I just want to also take the time to say that Miss Black America, last Friday, Erin Jennings started out on St. Clair and Holmes intersection along with Tierra East family, the mother of four, who was killed on Euclid Avenue, Avalon convenience store, where another woman was injured via drive-by. And many more young people took over streets on an anti-violence march as they were accompanied by Black Lives Matter, Black Man's Army, Black on Black Crime Incorporated, Survivors, Victims of Tragedy, Man in the Street. And all Man in the Street did was provide the bullhorn. Why? For the youth to lead, plain and simple. The almost 50-year-old man marching when we need some fresh legs and some new ideas, and they lit a beautiful tree up for the young lady's honor, Tierra's honor, at East 152nd St. Clair intersection. And before I do anything else, I just want to take the time on this 8-foot step ladder. It'll only take me about 2 minutes. Set this sucker up before I get to the next phone caller. Should be less because for at least 2.5 years, Councilman Ken Johnson received $1,200 a month from City Council for what he described as Ward 4 expenses performed by a Recreational Department city employee named Robert Earl Fitzpatrick, who once shared the same address of the councilman. Record show. Anyway, last Thursday, City Council President Kevin Kelly finally did something right, immediately ended Ken Johnson's money disbursement once it was proven that Fitzpatrick was a city employee. Ooh, already. Now I'm getting it. But Mayor Frank Jackson's administration is investigating, and this is the same councilman who retired, got his retirement, you know, pension, went double-dipping on the pension and jumped right back into his council seat. Although I have the Facebook Live of this subject that was brought up, I believe, on our recorded radio show. It's on the Al Porter Man in the Street, you know, Facebook event page. But be aware of the fact that we endorsed Gail Sparks to replace him during the election for city council. Man in the street, I just would like to say, not to be a butthole or a jerk, but we were right, weren't we? Anyway, I'm going to 216-209 with my luck. It's probably Ken Johnson called to tell me he's got a right to every penny. I don't know what he has to go through. He goes through so much in Ward 4. All right, this is Al Porter. I'm coming to the phone. How you doing out there?
Oh, man, Al Porter. This is John from Black Odyssey. And I just want to start it off with thanking you for your service on and off the field, which is important because what the public don't know about Al Porter, because I've been knowing him since the 90s, what the public don't know about Al Porter, he's very genuine. So when he's doing something for you, it's from the heart because he actually loves what he does. So thank you, brother. I want to say that first and foremost.
Thank you. I appreciate
and
that
to,
for real. Keep talking, bro.
And to Mr. Motley, I understand that when you're saying certain things in your music and it comes out in a different way because I'm an artist as well, but just continue to keep painting pictures with your words so they can come across vivid and truthfully to the youth and to the public because we need more of that. And, you know, and I just had to say that because and so many artists every single day, whether they sign to a label or not, they always compromise what they feel they need to say because they don't offend someone else. But this is art. And when you're doing art, the art a lot of times is true or make-believe, but wherever it comes from, because it's from the heart. So however you feel, my brother, speak it. Let it be known. You have to get it out because what's caged in will never be known to the public if you don't let it out. And I don't want to go too far off the subject, but I'd like to thank the people that I'm working with, and you all know your names. And I'm going to go here and say that Goldie's video is coming soon. Then we're going to follow it up with another video by Max Schmidt. And then we're going to follow it up with another video by Black Odyssey. So we're putting in a whole lot of work, and we're going to continue to keep putting in this work. And, man, once again, thank you, Al. Thank you for everything you've done and even helped me personally get to the point where I'm at in my life today. And keep doing what you do. I'm going to keep praying for you and helping and supporting you all the ways I can. This is John from Black Odyssey, and I don't want the phone to hang up, so I'm going to get off here before it does.
All right. Thank you, brother. As a matter of fact, since you did this, this next one does paint a real, real, real good picture of everything. So we're going to keep praying with Black Odyssey, and then we'll be right back after this.
Yeah. With every eye closed, head bowed, let's talk to you for a minute. Just for a minute. Keep praying. Yeah. No matter what, keep praying. Yeah, keep praying.
It's up. New day, new rhyme to say. To my little niggas on the block, hoping crime pay. To my niggas in them cells, waiting to pray. Trying to find ways to pop the gate. Straight out my broken home, full of hate. To all the young ladies having babies on their own, please never say I can't. I know it's hard, you lost a good job, but never turn your back on God. Keep the faith. I know it's pain, so I'ma start my days with the All Father. Baby girl looked at me and said, why bother?
Ain't no love in this city, plus they got us working for pennies. They wonder why these little niggas ain't afraid about dying. America's bullshit, I'm not buying. So for the food, I'm with the two screaming, gimme, gimme, gimme. Until the law, I'm just another dumb one. But through the storm, there's a brighter day coming. There's a brighter day coming. The plans of a man will come true for you if he praying. So keep praying, cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep saying. And I'm gonna keep saying, yeah, cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep praying.
They say I'm too serious, I don't have enough fun. I'm from the place where these kids carry the guns. Take it to school, show it off. Little dude got it to keep the bullies off. Making life decisions at a young age. These judges want all black men in a cage. Dear God, help us with the strife. Niggas locked up wishing they could reverse life. Situation is trite. You hear grown men getting raped at night. This is the life little nigga aiming for. Started out 13, kicking the door, trading hoop dreams for hood dreams on a daily basis. Lil Chris, 19, facing two murder cases, with a baby on the way, waiting with the judge. Gonna say, hey, let us pray for the young and wild, cause all they know is what's found.
Moment of silence.
Yeah, said the plans of a man will come true for you if he praying. So keep praying, cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep saying,
WUCP presents the one-year anniversary Sunday, November 4th, Kinsman Square Party Center, 3224 East 93rd, Cleveland, Ohio, 44104. Time is 6 to 9 p.m. Catering provided by Ms. T's Taste of Soul Food, Fun, and ENT Entertainment. Ticket, $10 per person. For more information or RSVP, you can contact Dontez Taylor at 216-624-0967. And while I'm sitting here just talking about different things, I want to let people know that just a 7-foot step ladder for the soapbox, because 022, which I talked about earlier, October 22nd, is the National Police Brutality Day, which is on Facebook, where Black on Black Crime Incorporated, Black Man's Army, Black Lives Matter, Refuse Fascism, Melanated Media News, Fred Barkley Live Group, Mothers and Fathers of Unity, See Red, Speedlight Cameras, Remove Them, Tamir Rice, Mother Samaria Rice, and family, plus families from Columbus and other areas that had lost family members due to police violence. Some were just there because they've been targeted by the police brutality. Black Lives Matter Cleveland Facebook Live did also, as well as Fred Barkley, Peace in the Hood, Don Bryant. You know something? I got to go back to something that I'm really proud of. It's that Cleveland's Most Hated Artist CD from Sheriff Kilroy, because Two Wrongs Don't Make It Right, where Black House Sounds dealt on the song. Basically speaking, it talked about Luke Stewart's death. Luke's family was there around March of, I believe, 2017. He was shot by Euclid police officers after being tasered. He was shot 5 times. Officer still had his job, basically speaking, exonerated. Richard Hubbard III, who won't forget how he was assaulted MMA, UFC style, around August of 2017 by the Cleveland police, by the Euclid police. Euclid police, it happened in Euclid, Ohio. That's the one who was, you know, stepped out of the car, hands up, got a good butt whipping. Now, the thing is, I was at some of the press conferences and invited there for the giddy up because of Euclid NAACP, especially Cassandra McDonald, who was out today. Too, but they did a press conference across from there. So I don't really just rap it I live what I rap about. But I want to say that the reason the song came about was because it was creator put it in. Joseph Motley Jr. said, "Hey man, you've been a part of that. You were there. I got this track. It's laid back. You need to talk about it, like you talk about everything else." And that's where the track came from. So the reason that I say that is because if you live what you're dealing with, hip-hop, some of them let me down, and I'll tell you why. If you're working, that's a different story. If you're sick, that's a different story. But for all the ones who were just hanging around, call themselves gangsta, gee, rap thickers, you know, street nick, shot calling big balling rappers, but you was too scared to march on the police, scared tricks. I can't go to do that even though I don't work because, you know, the police might be on horseback or something. Scared nick? Fortunately, hip-hop was represented by GMS Shakespeare, the international management for myself, and I'm glad, as well as Sheriff Kilroy. Like I say, the regional management of Black House Sounds, they once go out there and said, "This is what you talk about." But dude, Shakespeare lost his voice because he was louder than a bullhorn and ended up leading a freaking march. So, you know, I do want to just throw that out there, and I want to also say a special shout-out to candidates Peter Corrigan for county executive, as well as Lingerie Billingsley, who's running for office, who showed up. But I just want to throw that out there to all these other candidates and all these others who are holding office saying, "I really care. What the f*** were you?" I just have to throw it out there. You know, I was talking to Brother Joseph Motley Jr., and we were talking. And I have to ask some of these so-called kings, if you're not working, what you ruling? I mean, basically speaking, I'm a grown-ass man in this. Basically speaking, I am. So I'm glad I'm not listening or sounding like a little Uzi Vert, little Pump, or little Neuter. Grown ass man. I can't relate to them or some of their fans because you trapping. I'm working. You tricking. I'm trying to at least spend some money on one down ass woman. I got to save. I have beatings with Black House Sounds on music. Why are you just chilling out, playing video games and talking about how great you are? There's a difference between how folks talk. You know, if you're fighting to change your community, then you might come out there and make a song like I'm about to play. It's one of the new songs that was, basically speaking, put out there. And then a song I've got to play is one of my favorite songs to come from Joseph Motley Jr. But before that, I got to play this track. It's, basically speaking, he just said everything we talked about. Right. Blame it on the black man, blame it on the white man. She wants to make it right. She wants to make it right. Bring us back to terminology. She wants to make it right. Blame it on the black man, blame it on the white man. Terminology. Coming up with no passion. Most coaches is acting. Technology's distraction. We violated, they trapping. I can never let no other human being become my master. Talk like a man. Walk like a man. How many blacks have to die for what folks to understand? I get it, they wanna take us back and segregate boys to man. They said, you resisted the rest of boys and blew our boys in hand. I'm working with the sheriff, said we broke his voice in hand. All life should matter. I ain't talking about all cops. They beat you dead. The Photoshop and then the cop is getting off suspended. They should revoke every license, but then they got a job and we remain silent. They fight, our cultures are divided. I'm observing the United States and I decided at least I'm happy that people starting to come together. We need a bigger man. Japan don't last forever.
Don't make it right. wrongs don't make it right.
Bring us back to terminology.
I'm not Biggie. It's not all a dream. A March killing, 2017, in his car sleep, he committed no crime. Taser, dead, he was shot five times. You with PD, what are y'all doing? It's in cold blood, you murdered Luke Stewart. Family cries for justice, mom does too. Black Lives Matter, born in BMA, true. City of Euclid, cop still has a job. Pray to God, creator, make it stop. Now in July, black man gets a beat. UFC, MMA, out in the streets. And brother Richard Hubbard the third, beaten by a cop he didn't deserve. His girl arrested, begging for his life. Guess he's lucky, huh? He ain't died.
On leave after this video of a violent struggle with a man they arrested today surfaced. Tonight, that video is being reviewed. Hello, everybody, and thanks for joining us. I'm Tracy Carlin. The cell phone video shows a police officer repeatedly punching a man. Police told us he was resisting arrest after a traffic stop. News 5's Paul Kiska has been looking into this story all day and is live tonight at the Euclid Police Department. Hi, Paul.
Well, hello, Tracy. Now, after reviewing this violent struggle that was caught on cell phone video, community activists are speaking out tonight.
Oh my God.
This cell phone video shared on social media was recorded at East 228th Street, just south of Lakeshore Boulevard, this morning. The video starts where 25-year-old Richard Hubbard III from Cleveland is lying on the ground on his back. A Euclid police officer is trying to arrest him. One officer is sitting over him. During the struggle, the officer punches Hubbard's face several times. Then the arresting officer delivers more punches. Hubbard's head is also slammed against the ground. Then the officer gets Hubbard on his stomach while trying to handcuff him. That's when the officer punches him in the back of the head.
How does he feel punching him though?
The woman recording the video can be heard questioning what's going on. Euclid police issued a statement tonight. Police say they stopped Hubbard's car for a traffic violation. Police say Hubbard was ordered out of the car and to face away. According to the statement, Hubbard ignored the order to face away, and as the officer attempted to arrest Hubbard, he became physically resisting. Hubbard was taken into custody. The arresting officer has been placed on paid leave pending further review of this incident. Because this video involves white police officers and a black male, community activists from the NAACP and Black Lives Matter are speaking out tonight.
It seems that they lose all self-control, and that kind of aggression was unnecessary. The young man was already in control, and it's clear that it's an excessive use of force.
The officer had no right to place him in a chokehold, to achieve a mount position and pummel him with punches, and to slam his head against the pavement after he was already compliant.
And that came directly from Black House Sounds Presents Kilroy. If you're looking on Facebook, you should find Black House Sounds Open Mic. That's the only official page right now for Black House Sounds, because Black House Sounds Open Mic talks about the fact that it's the open mic and what is being done for the children and everything else. So that's the official page. Before I do anything else, I want to put out there that if you choose, you can check out on Facebook Black on Black Crime Inc. or the webpage of blackonblackcleveland.com. For Facebook, Alpha Porter, JR Period, with a profile picture of a sheriff's hat. Or you can Facebook, I'm a Superwoman Radio. How about WHK 1220 AM, The Word, Tony Fruit Show, Saturday, 2 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. You can Facebook or Blog Talk D Gamut Radio. How about OPN Radio on weupradio.com? That's Monday, 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. You can Facebook Champagne Bang or Facebook Fred Barkley Live Group. And last but not least, Facebook Friends Fellowship Bible Church. And again, you can Facebook Black House Sounds Open Mic. How do you like the way we were able to roll most of that off? Before I play some music, I want to let people know, because those two did show up. So I must say that Lon Cherie D. Billingsley for Cuyahoga Common Pleas Court Judge experienced as current Cuyahoga County Prosecutor, Criminal Trial Attorney, Civil Litigation Attorney, Juvenile Delinquency, Juvenile Justice Unit, Family Law Unit, lives in Cleveland's Ward 1 in the family home that she purchased with her 9-year-old daughter, member of the Word Church, member of the Consumer Affairs Advisory Board for the City of Cleveland, proud to be from and serve the citizens of Cuyahoga County, John F. Kennedy High School, so you know she's got to be tough, the Ohio State University, BA, and Cleveland Marshall College of Law, JD. Reason this show and the staff here ended up, well, saying, hey, we got to endorse her, is because, hey, let's face it, she's been at different things, different functions, like solutions and other stuff like that. And her opponent, John P. O'Donnell, who let three low off of 137 shots and even said the guy did a good job. So we got to go with her. She was showed up at the police brutality rally, and then Peter Corrigan for county executive, hey, he wanted to know, why are the 2015 and 2017 average home assessments increasing by three times more than Social Security annual increases? Pay more while the county is deep into corruption investigations. If your home valuation went up more than 10%, it's even worse. Too much. Fight back. Vote for Peter J. Corrigan, November 6th, Cuyahoga County Executive. I'll give you www.corriganforexecutive.com. He wants to create an ombudsman agency and help to train precinct volunteer committees, eliminate rank privilege and unfair hiring in county positions. Number 8, simplify county organization and clean up financial discrepancies and at least add 32,000 new jobs to the local workforce. And before I do something else that will get me out there, I would just like to say that, hey, for those who are wondering, whatever happened to Imperial Avenue? Because it was sad that 11 women were brutally killed and murdered on Imperial Avenue. The families of the victims are devastated. They're probably still hurting internally from this daunting experience. Now, this was put into the Brown Report also. And, you know, Cleveland activists, along with several suburban elected officials, came together. Notice, no Cleveland officials, which is crazy. But suburban elected officials cleaned up Imperial Avenue sites where the women were murdered. The community volunteers made sure that this area was clean and presentable. Now, this is what's very crazy. There were lots of money raised for the families. The money was raised for the building of a professional memorial. Today, there's no memorial, just filthy land. No one really cares. Now, the activists who cleaned up the land showed dedication and reverence, but now it's kind of like a messy area. And it's very interesting because local politicians, several Mount Pleasant pastors, the Western Reserve Conservatory, along with even some family members, bullied the community activist cleanup crew and told activists to, hey, stay off the land. They were also threatened by local officials. I know it was one of them. And they were warned they'd be arrested in jail for taking care of the area, so the activists left, never returned. Now the area is a hot-ass mess because not one pastor, not one family member, not one organization has stepped up to maintain the area. So for all the bullies, talk about what they were going to do, where you at? Well, October 29th, 5 p.m., October 29th, 5 p.m., a week from today on East 123rd and Imperial Avenue, the Imperial Women's Coalition, ClevelandUrbanNews.com, Khalid Samad, Man in the Streets, we will remember. As a matter of fact, Beverly Goldstein said she would be there for that one, which I find is very interesting because, hey, it kind of reminds me of the old, what did you call that show, the Brady Bunch, where you would sit and say, hey, wait a minute, Marsha, where are you at, Marsha? At least I know I can find you on some repeats of, you know, none other than the Brady Bunch, but Marsha Fudge. Hey, Dr. Beverly Goldstein for Congress. She did want to say that some of what she wanted to do, her steps forward for District 11 is neighborhood literacy clinics affiliated with private sector, nonprofit and government job training, job placement services, community engagement coalitions, voices of inner city and district youth, regional plan to reduce infant deaths, and congressional municipality engagement. And like she said, hey, Fudge has had no efforts to solve 10 years of chronic and high adult literacy, which results in unemployment, child and adult hunger, homelessness, infant deaths, opioid overdoses, failing public schools, failing neighborhood safety, utilities shut off, home foreclosures, dilapidated properties, crime, incarceration. Beverly BEVERLY, numeral4congress.com on that one. As I go to take off and play one of, I gotta admit, it's one of my favorite songs too. My mom always catches me off guard sometimes. Mama Porter, because I'll stop through and she'll say something to me and say, "Hey, wait a minute." And I'll say, "What?" And she'll say, "I want to hear one of my favorite songs." So I'll go on there and say, "Sure, I know which one it is. Walk like a man, talk like a man." And she'll say, "Not exactly. I like to hear this particular song." So, okay, I ain't listened before, but I'm going to listen to Mama and play from Cleveland Conscious Rap Volume 2. The track, and it goes along with that history that our phone caller talked about earlier, creator of the song, producer, and all of that, Joseph Motley Jr.
Today, I didn't listen to the condition. Big business.
Yo, they can never hurt me.
I didn't listen. My ancestors told me it's a journey. Now what's today? What's the right direct? What's the wrong direct? Politicians only care when you vote for them. This damn Negro huddle up an open gym. I give them food, I swear you can't open them. Sex and drugs, they addicted every second in. Most people can't read a shame, thinking better than. Ask Bill Cosby, thank for what you said. Then you can't help but follow, cause they learning it. For every life went in vain, now it's over with. For baby mamas and baby fathers in companionship. No one wanna be directed, so the game shifts. And your ego got you tripping on some things, yeah. They don't care about us, what's the mothership? Thank God for my mother, Gail Brooks. Joseph Motley Senior, I never leave ya. Even though it's hard to love, I will never leave ya. This is my baby sisters and my baby brother. To the seeds that they made, I don't see no others. White supremacy out here to make a puzzle. And if you fall forward, then the dog is muzzled. Why every rapper you hear, they talking about a hustle. Currency don't come from God, so why you trying to bust yo? Instead of helping your people, you rather pull a back though. And you wonder why we all in the same struggle. No matter what they do, they can never hurt me.
I ain't listening.
No matter what
they say, they can never hurt me.
Big business.
No matter what they do,
they can never hurt me.
I ain't listening.
My ancestors told me it's a journey.
And since I have almost 3 minutes, I will, this next phone caller probably tell me, darn it, you've been spinning music and this and other. You need to be much more serious on the radio. So I'm going to 216-820 and use my serious voice. How are you out there?
Yes, indeed. This is Mr. Powers, the CEO of Black House Sound. Just wanted to remind everyone that this coming Friday, October 26, 2018, the Staff Sergeant Michael J. Wiggins Scholarship Banquet will be at Fraser Fellowship Bible Church, 17325 Euclid Avenue, Chandler Park Building, second floor, suite 2190. The show starts at 7. Tickets are $30 a person. Come on out, be supportive, and enjoy this coming Friday. There will be a dinner that will come with it. And I'm talking about top-of-the-line dinner. So come on out and get some good eating and some good entertainment coming this Friday night. Again, the Staff Michael J. Wiggins Scholarship Banquet. This coming Friday, October 26, 2018, 7 p.m. Tickets are $30. Don't be alarmed. Do not be afraid. Come on out and support. You know what I'm saying? Once again, this is Mr. Powers, the CEO of Black House Sound. Shouts out to the founder, Joe Legacy, and all the other members that are in the Black House Sound camp. Much love to you all. One love, peace.
Peace. And because I enjoy that so much, you know something? I'm going to follow things up. Something that was finally just added on, and I'm glad it was. I'll be right back. Just give me a little while. Why not? It's one of those things that when you're a fan of music, years ago, I was mad. I'll admit, I'll tell people, I was mad. I listened to the Chronic album, and I was mad because I said years ago, I wish they had done something more with the intro and at least it rapped on it. And so I've been mad about that for all these years. So who would have thought that years later I would have reincorporated what Swamp Daddy said in 1995 when he broke down his interpretation of CMHA, which caused me to at least take that little line that he said, make it into a song, and the title track from the album called CMHA, Cleveland's Most Hated Artist.
Welcome to Death Row.
C-M-A-C-M-A-C-M-A-C-M-A-C-M-A-C-M-A-C-M-A-C-M-A-C-M-A-C-M-A-C-M-A-C-M-A-C-M-A-C-M-A-C-M-A-C-M-A-C-M-A-C-M-A-C-M-A-C-M-A-C-M-A-C-M-A-C-M-A-C-M-A-C-M-A-C-M-A-C-M-A-C-M-A-C-M-A-C-M-A-C-M-A-C-M-A-C-M-A-C-M-A-C-M-A-C-M-A-C-M-A-C-M-A-C-M-A-C-M-A-C-M-A-C-M-A-C-M-A-C-M-A-C-M-A-C-M-A-C-M-A-C-M-A-C-M-A-C-M-A-C-M-A-C-M-A-C-M-A-C-M-A-C-M-A-C-M-A-C-M-A-C-M-A-C-M-A-C-M-A-C-M-A-C-M-A-C-M-A-
the core got it. The Slaughter, St. Louis' most hated artist. 2018 Sheriff, it's me, CMHA, heroes on the scene. OPN, Black Panthers, had a ball. We changed Mayor Jackson to City Hall. Born Tamir Wright, he took over streets. Visited the house of McKenzie,
unless, as I let people know, that the Black Lives Matter in Cuyahoga County contest instructions, the challenge of Black Lives Matter in Cuyahoga County's spoken word competition, co-sponsored by Community Innovations LLC, is to deliver and record a speech, rap, or poetry in a way that sounds and looks more interesting than your competitors. Videos must be 2 minutes or less, 120 seconds. The winner of the competition will receive $500. You can, step one, subscribe to www.communityinnovationsllc.wordpress.com, Community Innovations WordPress.com. Hey, press contact, enter the email address, follow, record your speech, rap, or poetry video, and send it to urbanpunditz2@gmail.com, which is urbanpundits2@gmail.com, and definitely type the phrase contest video. Top three videos will be posted on the website. The winning video will be announced on the Hip Hop Workshop Radio Show with Al Porter on voiceradio.com, where you can download the Mixcloud app or MixLR app to access Voice Radio on your smartphone or computer. Just go straight to the voiceradio.com itself. And for the first 100 subscribers, you're automatically entered into a drawing to win $100. So there you go. That's that communityinnovationsllc.wordpress.com. With that being said, I've exasperated everything that is basically speaking I should talk about. Good, because a lot of times I'd just be running my mouth over anything that didn't make much sense. So I will leave you with one thought. If you want to check out the Art McCoy Radio Show, it's Sundays at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, WERE 1490 AM. That's www.newsoftcleveland.com. With that being said, I appreciate everybody who chose to tune in. Hey, follow each other's movement. If you heard some music you want to follow through on and you heard the name, please follow, subscribe. Nothing is better than when you subscribe to something and they're putting out consistently good material and you can get that notification on the smartphone and chill back and groove and support the person or people that's out there that you claim you support. You know, I appreciate you all for being a part of this program. By you all being a part of this program, I know that you've helped out a great deal and helped take things to a greater area. See you all at different events this week, including that quote-unquote candidate forum that's coming up. Thanks a lot. We appreciate you once again for being here. Enjoy that evening. Enjoy the rest of the week. Stay blessed. Stay creative. Peace.